let's all learn music, well, learn to play an instrument in about 10 minutes or so. Apparently it is possible. Duncan Lorien is a Boston-based musical mythbuster. He's going to deliver a seminar at the Baldwin Community Centre coming up early next month, and he's about to join you as well. But have a listen to a little bit of his TED Talk, basically explaining a little bit about how to learn music so quickly.
This same pattern can be used to teach anyone a scale on a guitar. Watch. I'm going to pluck this string, and now I'm going to shorten it by using two of these divisions on the neck of the guitar. So here we go. Shorten by a step of two, another step of two, a step of one, a step of two, a step of two, a step of two, and a step of one. Major scale on the guitar.
That is Duncan Lorien, the Boston-based musical mythbuster, who can join you on the program now. Hi, Duncan.
Good morning, Warwick. Nice to be with you guys again.
Is music, learning music, a simple thing made hard or a difficult thing that you're trying to simplify?
You know, there's two ways of looking at it. I've taught probably about 40,000 people now, and I've yet to find this person who cannot learn. I heard you say, you know, yeah, my fingers are not quite right, or I don't think I've been born with a gift. I've yet to find that person. You know, you got to think of it this way. You know, are things made intentionally difficult? Well, I don't think it's a question of intentionally being made difficult. It's a question of, do you put your focus on looking for the simplicities, or do you put your focus on trying to explain the wealth of theoretical information that's existed over the years? And that's huge, of course, just like with any other subject. Let me give you an example, Warwick. I mean, because your listeners are listening, thinking, oh, do you know what he's talking about? Look, if you look at a piano, right, you look at a piano, you've got a selection of white and black keys. There's no reason for the difference in color other than to make it easy to find your way about. Now, if you look at the black keys, you'll see they're arranged in a group. You get a group of two, then a group of three, two, three, two, three, two, three, all the way up. Now, forget that rubbish about middle C and all the rest of the stuff that they traditionally try and teach you. If you visualize looking at a piano right now and pick out a group of two black keys, find the white key that lies in between those group of two black keys. Name of that white key, D, as in D for Duncan. Now, you've now got, you can find a D on any piano. Anytime you go by a piano, anytime you go by a keyboard, that white note in between that group of two black is the D, D for Duncan. Now, alphabet. If you start on your D and you work to your right, you go D, E, F, G. That's the rest of the white notes to the right. Do your alphabet backwards from the D, D, C, B, A. That's the rest of your white notes to the left. I mean, how quick is that? Does that really take, you know, months to teach a kid? Yeah.
I'm still worried, Duncan. Do you have hard students that just don't pick it up the way you intend?
You know, I've yet to meet them. I'm a realist. I'm a Scot. And, you know, Scots are realists. You know, people always say, well, what's a realist? Well, the optimist says the glass is half full. The pessimist says the glass is half empty. The Scots who are realists go, who's buying the next one? That's really the way I look at life. It's a question of, you know, realism. Is it possible that there could be a person out there that can't get it? Yeah. But I think a lot of people mistake the education they've picked up over the years and confuse that with the fact that that's the only way to do it. 40,000 people in, I've got 40,000 graduates. I've got to be doing something right. 40,000 people can't all be wrong.
Hey, just a quick note actually on some breaking news while we're speaking to Duncan Lorien, Boston-based musical mythbuster who's going to deliver an Understanding Music seminar in Baldwin at the Community Centre coming up early next month. But in breaking news at the moment, UK guitarist and much-loved musician Jeff Beck has died aged 78. Oh. His family posted this statement on his official social media channels saying, on behalf of his family, it is with deep and profound sadness that we share the news of Jeff Beck's passing after suddenly contracting bacterial meningitis. He peacefully passed away yesterday. His family ask for privacy while they process this tremendous loss. So Jeff Beck, yes, dead at 78.
What a loss.
Yeah, Duncan Lorrian, there's a giant of the musical world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, and he'll be remembered for many decades to come for his contribution, what he's left for us all. So, you know, safe journeys, Jeff. That's all I can say.
We are speaking to Duncan Lorrian about how to learn music in about 10 minutes or so. He says he's taught thousands of people, hasn't had a difficult student yet, apparently hasn't met
me.
Yeah. So what's the stumbling block then that you've been describing just getting past? Are you trying to find a simpler language to at least allow people an in before they then start to learn the craft?
Yeah, I mean, it's like any subject, there's levels. Now, I'm a great believer in the way you're going to get someone to continue is to get them motivated, is to actually get them playing something. If it's like, well, you know, you're going to study Bach for 9 years and then maybe you get around to actually play a couple of, you know, House of the Rising Sun. It's like, no, wrong way around. What you've got to do is you've got to get, and by the time I finish the seminar, I get people, they can sit down, they can read How to Play Yesterday by the Beatles and, you know, Elton John and Billy Joel and things like this. And they're doing it. Now, albeit a little slowly, because there's this question of muscle build up that takes time. But if you understand what you're doing, Warwick, that's the thing, isn't it? If you understand what you're doing, there's your motivation to continue.
So in terms of the technique that you're using, does it only work on piano and guitar? I've got a text here saying this is great theory, but it doesn't work on woodwind or brass instruments, for example.
It does. In fact, even on the course of this weekend, the person's going to find out how to learn all their note names on all woodwind instruments, all brass instruments. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Okay. You know, here's the thing. Everyone thinks of those instruments as individual. They're not. We have a Western musical system, and that system pervades every single instrument. The mechanics for producing it on each instrument are different. For example, you know, you're going to play a brass instrument, a woodwind instrument, you've got to drill what they call the embouchure, the shape of the mouth. Well, the way to practice that is not with the instrument. Get the mouthpiece, put it in your pocket, walk around with it, stick it in your mouth, you know, 20 times a day. Get comfortable with it. Isn't that true with driving a car or anything else? You've got to get yourself to the point where you feel comfortable with what you're doing. You know, and this is why, you know, even on my website, you know, www.understandingmusicseminar.com.au, I have that website with free lessons simply so that people can say, I don't have to believe in something. I'm actually going to do it. And if they're doing it, then they feel motivated to actually want to continue. That's the purpose of the seminar. Somebody once called it the B12 vitamin shot of music. And I kind of like that description. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
The most unique description for a business card I think I've ever heard. How long? So there's learning the chords and learning, I suppose, the progressions. That's what you're talking about here. How long is it till you can play a song?
By the end of the seminar, you're doing it. You're not going to stand up in front of an audience and play, because your speed, unless you've already put some, you know, muscular control in, is going to be a little slow. But, you know, you're playing, you're actually following the chords, you're reading, you're creating rhythmic patterns, whether it be on the keyboard or on the guitar, and you feel like, good grief, if I can do this in 3 days, what can I do with 3 weeks? What can I do with 3 months? You know, that's the purpose.
Is the song as simple as Fair as Jarker, or are we getting into the Jeff Beck realm here?
No. You start talking about masters like Jeff Beck. That's like saying, you know, I learned how to boil an egg. Am I going to be Gordon Ramsay next day? Well, you know, I doubt it. But, you know, nothing's impossible. But, yes, there's time that goes into bringing your mastery of any craft up. But, again, no teacher has ever been able to teach someone to do that. It comes down to, does the teacher inspire the motivation and the person to want to continue? If they do, get them to call, 0450510822. Don't talk to me. You know, find out more about it, what the seminar is actually going to offer, and see whether it's something that, that works for them.
Yeah, how will the virtual seminar at Baldwin work?
You know, the funny thing is we do in the hybrid version. We get a lot of people that don't want to come these days with, you know, with all the various pandemic stuff that's around. And we get other people that really do want to be in a room with other people, masked and all the rest of it. So we offer them both. So, you know, they can watch on a giant screen, and we have a supervisor who's actually making certain that everyone's doing each step, because my whole thing is don't take a person to the next step until every person has gotten the previous step. And you know what? When you're doing it for yourself, that's one thing. But when you're looking around and you go, oh my gosh, that person's doing it too. That person didn't know which end of a guitar to plumb in when they started. Look at what they're doing now. You know, that's part of the motivation. That's why I still like to have audience interaction. And that's what I do. I've got, you know, close-up cameras, overhead cameras, so people can watch my fingers. I've got 5,000 slides and graphics and videos that keep people entertained and keep motion going. So it's not just some boring old Zoom presentation. It, you know, we spend most of our weekend laughing because, you know, when you start to see how simple this stuff really can be and how complex it's been made unnecessarily, that's where the humor starts to kick in, mate.
Duncan Lorien, thank you very much. I think you'll enjoy this. I'll farewell you with this. Michael says from Ascot Vale, what is he talking about? In learning any musical instrument, it's the first 20 years that's the hardest. So Michael is having a laugh there. But Duncan, thanks for joining us and good luck.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. Good luck, mate.